Welcome to Follow the Medical Record, where healthcare experts give insights into the increasing importance of following a patient's medical record through the health ecosystem with compliance, privacy, security, and efficiency front and center. This podcast is brought to you by MRO and hosted by Don Hardwick, Senior Vice President of Client Relations at MRO. Don has been in the health information management industry for over 40 years and has extensive knowledge of how medical records make their way through the healthcare ecosystem. At MRO, Don is responsible for strategic client engagement programs and overall client satisfaction. To hear from all of MRO's industry experts, be sure to visit mrocorp.com for additional content and to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Over to you, Don.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show today about HIM and its relationship with revenue cycle management, also known as the business office. I'm your host, Don Hardwick, and thanks for listening to Follow the Medical Record. You can learn a little bit more about me and my background on the MRO website. That's mrocorp.com, and can connect with me on LinkedIn. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at MROCORP. I'm very excited to introduce our guest today, Lauren Wall, who is the corporate HIM manager of Shared Success at Steward Healthcare. Steward is one of the largest healthcare systems in the country with 42 hospitals and based in Richardson, Texas. Welcome, Lauren. I appreciate you joining the show today.
Thank you, Don. I'm very excited. It's something different, and I think that the listeners will enjoy what we have to talk about. A little about me. During my time that I have been in HIM, I have done multiple EMR conversions. I have standardized practices throughout all of our facilities and consolidated shared services throughout our 42 facilities. I partnered with MRO for our release of information and expanded that for our business office because we've seen a high need of visibility throughout our corporation so that everybody would know what was coming in and what was going out. So developing those workflows and optimizing technology has been something that I'm very passionate about.
That's interesting, Lauren. Based on your historical experience between HIM and the business office, what has been the temperament between those two departments in a hospital historically? And then, I guess, sort of a second part of that question is, how has this integration that you have put into place helped in that relationship?
I think that historically we saw a lot of the business offices being based at the facility level. And for the most part, there was good communication. But then when you start pulling the business offices out and you move them to a centralized location, we had an issue that the people didn't know the players involved in the game. There wasn't the communication aspect as far as what was coming in, what was going out. And we saw from an HIM perspective that medical records were being released and only being tracked on the business office side. So we did not have visibility into what they were doing, and vice versa. They did not know what we sent and received at the facility level compared to what they were receiving. We've seen a lot of duplicate records going out once we started evaluating that. And that's where I've seen a need and a desire to help our company bring those aspects together for financial benefits, that way that we could get them out in a timely manner and turn that profit around for our facilities.
So were they sending out records and then to support the claim? And then in addition to that, were you being required or requested by the business office or rev cycle to do the same thing? And was that the duplication that was going on?
Well, we were actually getting requests from the insurance companies to our facilities, and they were requesting the records, even though maybe the business office had already sent them out or uploaded them to a portal. They were not communicating with all of their teams, and therefore our teams were duplicating work. So luckily, when we brought together this program, you could call it, where we combined the release of information in with the CBO, we're able to track all of that within the MRO system because we have a specific team under the ROI umbrella that logs all the requests. So we are able to see and make sure that no duplicate records are going out, and they can also discuss with the insurance companies where these records were sent on this day and this time, and this is the way they were sent, so that we aren't having to send out multiple records back to back to get one claim paid.
So is there any advantage in how this tracking is taking place to prevent denials?
Oh, definitely. We are able to answer questions. I've been able to show any data that we have to all of our teams within Steward on how quickly that we've gotten these records out, what the turnaround has been, where they actually went. We've had some issues with insurance companies stating that they aren't getting our records and trying to do a technical denial on money. And I've been able within the MRO system to produce the information for our central business offices across the board to show them what we have going out, when it's going out, and where it is going to. That way that they can have ammo, you could call it, against these insurance companies that might be trying to take back money that they shouldn't be.
It's a really good point, is that the denial piece of managing those denials in hospitals have become a critical area for the financial viability of the facility. And it sounds like that this integration between the business office and the trackability of documentation that's going out to the insurance company is playing a big role in the prevention of those denials.
It really is. And we've allowed our CBO staff to actually have visibility into MRO system. I track all the requests for their access through myself, and they are able to go in there and see specific claims they might be working to know when the records went out. Because over the course of the last, I would say, year and a half, we've received an amount of pre-bill audits that are coming in that I've never seen before in my 11 years. I have never seen insurance companies that are trying to fight stuff so hard on the front end to where they don't even want to pay their claims. So this has allowed us to really work with the billers so that they know that we have completed the request that they're asking for us to do, and hopefully get the money back in a more timely manner for them.
Is this integration with the business office and relationship that you're developing with RevCycle business office, is that area producing a faster turnaround and improving those claims financially, or is there still a delay from the insurance companies to pay regardless of this integration that you put in?
I would say it depends on the insurance company. Let's be honest, some of them, no matter how many hoops we jump through, we will still have lag time on getting paid. But for the most part, I really do feel like, because I have a great team who has a very quick turnaround and they do not hold on to anything, they are seeing more faster turnaround on payment. And that is because we are able to get those pre-bill audits out the door to them, uploaded. We work a lot in portals, especially. So working in those portals and getting those records to those insurance companies has really helped our business office, where they have done a lot of manual mailing in the past, especially when COVID hit. That wasn't something that we could really push forward doing because they moved a lot of staff home base. So with my team, we are able to utilize electronic portals and MRO's help to get these records out in a very quick turnaround time.
I know that y'all have integrated MRO's business office edition, or it's called BOE, with the organization. Any lessons that you learned from that integration that could help our listeners, either that do work with MRO or other companies out there, to streamline this process or look for pitfalls within this process?
I would say that it falls back to the company. Our biggest lesson learned was communication. So we have 4 CBOs across our organization due to different acquisitions coming on in different divisions. And we thought it would be smart to roll the different CBOs out one at a time. And I really feel like, looking back now, that hurt us, because each CBO then wanted to do something different for certain payers. So my team has had to adjust. If they're doing any cross coverage or any reporting mechanism, they really have to dig down as far as what division they're working in to know how they're supposed to be doing it. Where I feel like if we would have had all the key players, your stakeholders involved from the very beginning, that we could have streamlined across the board at first, instead of the situation that I'm running into now, where we are having different CBO leadership taken over, and we're starting the process of doing everything the same in each CBO for the organization, but it's a lot harder on the back end. We're really having trouble with aligning that and finding out what works best for them and for us. So I think definitely having everybody in at the very beginning would help anybody when you're trying to start a new process.
Because of all the mergers and acquisitions that are going on in the healthcare industry, it appears that more centralization of the business office and also HIM as a central focus for multiple hospitals seems to be the pattern that's going on, and quite honestly makes financial sense, where you're, as you're saying, where you're consolidating and uniforming all of those processes into one location makes it that integration much easier, it seems.
Definitely, we've seen, especially with our different EMR conversions, not only have we changed stuff up in our CBO, but in this time frame that we have came out with the business office and revenue, with our revenue cycle, HIM release of information, we have seen the fact that we have also gone through EMR conversions and AR conversions. And that has definitely taken a toll on everyone and making sure that everything's lined up appropriately, because as you get shut out of different systems, you now have to figure out, how will I work in this new platform? So that is something that it definitely is changing every day. And as we know with healthcare, it definitely is not a stagnant situation. So being open to new things definitely comes into play with this.
Anything else that you can think of, Lauren, that would be helpful for our listeners that are making these conversions or integrations, kind of as a wrap up?
I would just say communication is going to be key. So making sure that you communicate with your release of information vendor, that you communicate with your HIM teams and your business office teams to know what is actually going on, and having everybody come together and be able to participate in meetings to understand each aspect, that way that nobody's left out in the dark and wants to come back later on and change something. So communication is key for me always.
Lauren, if you were starting this from scratch again, what kind of time frame for bringing these groups together would you suggest if they're going to integrate this? Is it 3 months out before integration? Is it 6 months out before it's is to be integrated? What's kind of your thought and experience?
I was actually thrown into this project shortly after coming up to corporate. So I did not have much of a time frame. I would say I was given around the 2 to 3 month time frame to put together part of a team that has kind of started, kind of not. I would give everybody a good 6 month time frame. I think that involves looking at the different EMR systems you've got, whether you're going to hire internally or you're going to utilize your vendor. We luckily worked with MRO to kind of have a hybrid team. So it started out partial theirs, partial mine. We have developed an internal team now that are great. I will say they are former MRO employees, so I got lucky there. But really having all of the players set up on the HIM side to understand how to process release of information is important, because you can't throw someone in that's never done that before. So 6 months is my preference, just so that you have all the stakeholders in and understanding, and any builds that need to be done can be taken care of, and you're not having to rush and potentially have something slip through the cracks.
Very good advice for our listeners. And I'll just say that if you want additional information about this topic, you can reach out to us at mrocorp.com, and we can provide some additional information. Lauren, I want to thank you so much for joining our show today and for providing the insights, you know, in this process and in general about medical records and the health ecosystem that it lives within in the health information management department. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining. And you can check out our program on the healthcarenowradio.com page. And finally, be sure to connect with us on Twitter at MROCORP. Until we talk again, I'm Don Hardwick. Thank you very much.